Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. I just came to magnify. I just came to glorify. I just came to praise the Lord. I came to magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. I just came to magnify. I just came to glorify. I just came to praise the Lord. For He is worthy, worthy of all my praise. 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 Cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. I just came to magnify. I just came to glorify. I just came to praise the Lord. I came to magnify the Lord. Praise His holy name. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. I just came to magnify. I just came to glorify. I just came to praise the Lord. I came to magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher. I just came to magnify. I just came to glorify. I just came to praise the Lord. For He is worthy, worthy of all my praise. 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 Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. I just came to magnify. I just came to glorify. I just came to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's lift Him up this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord. Worthy of honor and praise. You are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord. Worthy of honor and praise. You are holy, Lord, you are holy, Lord, worthy of honor and praise. You are holy, Lord, you are holy, Lord, worthy of honor and praise. You are worthy. full of glory, God Almighty, and we give you praise. You are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord, worthy of honor and praise. You are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord, worthy of honor and praise. You are worthy, full of glory, God Almighty, and we give you praise. You are worthy,
full of glory,
God Almighty, and we give you praise. You are worthy of all honor, full of glory, full of power, God Almighty, God of victory. We give you praise, for you rose up on the third day. You defeated hell and the grave, God Almighty, God of victory. We give you praise. You are worthy, full of glory, God Almighty. Sovereign, you're Jehovah, you are Yahweh, God Almighty, God of victory. We give you praise. You are worthy, full of glory, God Almighty, and we give you praise. You are worthy,
hallelujah,
full of glory, God Almighty, and we give you praise. You are worthy of all honor, full of glory, full of power, God Almighty, God of victory. We give you praise, for you rose up on the third day. You defeated hell and the grave, God Almighty, God of victory. Give you praise. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, God Almighty, God of victory. We give you praise. You are awesome, you are sovereign, you're Jehovah, you are Yahweh, God Almighty, God of victory. We give you praise. You are worthy, full of glory, God Almighty, and we give you praise. You are worthy, full of glory, God Almighty, and we give you
Well, we are so thankful to know such a great and wonderful God this morning. Amen. We sing about all of those magnificent praises, and yes, He is almighty, but the wonderful thing is He is approachable. Amen. And He loves us, And at this Christmas season, we think about the fact that he robed himself in flesh to dwell among us. Amen. So that he could know us. Amen. And be approachable by us. Amen. He was tested in every point like we are tested. Amen. He knows the feelings of our infirmities, this great, big, wonderful God. And he is here to help us this morning. We feel that. This wonderful worship and praise. God bless you for bringing that spirit with you to the house of God today. We are going to the Lord in prayer. We have a praise report. Sister Burnside asked us to pray for her mother-in-law a couple of weeks ago, and she says she is at home now and doing a lot better, and so she's thankful for that, and we are thankful also, but she asked us also to keep praying, amen, that God would touch her. And we have one of our students this morning was doubled up in pain and had to be taken to the hospital. His name is Gavin Brandt. And so if you will pray for him this morning, that God would undertake for him. We're not sure just what it is, something involving the stomach area, and that God would undertake for him and bring him healing. Amen. We have a request by Brother Danny Barkas to pray for his mother, Hannah Barkas, and she's having cataract surgery this week. Ask that that will go well for her. And then Sister Cruz asks us to pray for her father. His name is Dennis Elke, and he's receiving cancer treatment. Ask that God will undertake for Dennis Elke today. And then Sister Don Fleming, who comes and visits every now and then, was one of our founding members of our present church congregation. She had surgery for the removal of a tumor this past 10 days, and the tumor was deemed to be cancerous, and they are doing testing, praying that they got it all, but let's keep her especially in our prayers. God has undertaken for her down through the years and brought her through several situations. She prays for us, and she is really a faithful saint of God. And of course, this is Sister Ben Reese's mother. And so let's pray for Sister Darlene Fleming, that God will help her with her recovery from this cancer surgery. Pray for Kay Moo. They've begun the process of doing the paperwork, looking for a kidney transplant for her. So let's ask that that will proceed well and that God will help in that situation. Sister Grant is getting better, but she's still some weak from this bronchitis cold that she has had. So I'll appreciate your prayers for her, along with for Sister Foster, for Sister Kern, and Sister Esther Norris. God is a healer. Amen. I believe it with all of my heart, and we keep praying. Praise God for these healings. Whatever your need this morning, lift the hand to heaven and say, God, here I am again. You know my need. I'm bringing it to you again. Lord, I'm asking you to undertake for these needs in my life and my friends' lives. We bow before you this morning. We ask you, Lord Jesus, amen, to be with us in a special way today. But first of all, once again, we praise you and we thank you. Thank you for what we feel here this morning, the feeling of this wonderful presence of God. Praise God when we sing about your awesomeness and the fact that you are God Almighty. Praise God. You are worthy. You conquered death, hell, and the grave. Praise God. You've conquered every situation that faces us. Oh, Savior Divine, and Lord, you are pleased to help us. We're thankful that you came into this world some 2,000 years ago, robed yourself in flesh. Amen. You did not send another person. You came yourself, oh God, and experienced the pains and the sufferings, Lord, that we have to experience. And you overcame those things, and now you are prepared and ready to help us when we approach you with our needs today. Lord, these many needs that we have brought before you this morning, I pray for Gavin Brandt, dear God, that you will undertake for him and bring him a healing. Touch him, Lord God, whatever this need is. Heal him in Jesus' name, I pray. I pray for Dennis Elke, Lord God, that you will help in his cancer treatments. Lord God, hallelujah, you can defeat that disease. Praise God. Help him, we pray, in Jesus' name. We continue to pray for Sister Burnside, amen, for her mother, for Julie Burnside's mother, that you will continue her healing. Thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, for Sister Hannah Barkas this morning, God, touch her and help her, dear God, as she goes through this surgery this week. Lord, give the physicians wisdom, oh God, and let that surgery be successful. We pray for Sister Darlene Fleming. Oh God, we lift her up before you. God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch her and to bring healing into her body in the name of Jesus, as you have many times before. And she's always been very careful to thank you and praise you for your healing touch. Oh God, and we pray for that again today. Praise the Lord. We ask you, Jesus, amen, that you will undertake in the process, dear God, of the Moo family for Kay's possible kidney transplant, that you will work out the details, Lord God, that she can enjoy some good health and be with her and help her in a special way, I pray in Jesus' name. All of the needs, Lord, the hands that were raised this morning, you know what we're praying about. Some of us for unsaved loved ones. Some of us are praying for healing, Lord. Some are praying for relationships. Oh, God, and help in these situations. And Jesus, especially those situations involving salvation. Oh, God, follow after, Lord. We pray that you would honor our prayers this morning in Jesus' name. Be with us as we continue our worship here today. And we thank you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And God bless you this morning. You may be seated.
Amen. I'm glad to serve a prayer-answering God. Welcome, everyone, guests and those who are visiting. We appreciate you being here with us. We are just in way of announcements. We have a lot going on this upcoming weekend, and so keep your bulletin and just have a few details to be able to pass on to you. We have this coming Friday. On Friday, we have, and on Saturday, we have the Christmas program practices for the children. So on Friday at 6:30, the teens and the youth will be meeting to go over their performances. That's this Friday for the teens and the youth at 6:30. So please be here for that to practice your performance for this coming Sunday. And then also for Saturday, the toddlers, the kindergartners, and beginner classes, ages 2 to 7, they will be practicing from 10 to noon, from 10 to noon, and that's ages 2 to 7 on Saturday. Please have them here for that, parents, and then unless you want them to drive, but I don't think you want that. And then the primaries and preteens, ages 8 to 11, they will be practicing at 11:30. To 1:30, so that's the ages 8 to 11, this Saturday, 11:30 to 1:30. And they'll be practicing their little performances that they will be giving and will be enjoying this coming Sunday. And that Christmas program will be Sunday morning at 10:30, and that'll be right here at Apostolic Bible Church. And then on Saturday as well, if you haven't already, I encourage you to go pick up a banquet ticket. They'll be sold right after service, right there in the back vestibule by the usher's desk, and the Christmas banquet will be over in the chapel on Saturday, this Saturday, December 9th at 5:30 p.m. So be there to be able to enjoy in those festivities. And then Sunday night, we also have the Christmas concert, and that will be at 6:30 p.m. And come celebrate and worship Jesus Christ in this time and season. Amen. And in way of singing, we're going to have the children come as they do and sing for us a song. Amen.
Will our calendar turned again to a new month? What month are we in now? December, yes. How many of you have been out shopping, getting groceries, and you've heard this sound? Huh? Have you heard the bells ringing? Yes, everywhere you go, you hear bells ringing, Christmas bells. Today we're going to sing the song that says, Christmas bells, tell me what they say. Little baby Jesus was born on Christmas Day. I'm going to ask our audience, if you have keys, take them out and you can jingle your keys with us this morning. We'll make a joyful noise to the Lord. Oh, it sounds good. You want to just go over there and stand in the center, all of you kids? Oh, I like it. This is an easy song, so everybody can sing with us. Shake your keys, your bells, ring them with us. And we'll sing. It says, Christmas bells, tell me what they say. Little baby Jesus was born on Christmas Day. You want to all stand? Can you all stand? Y'all come up here and sit. You want to stand? Can you stand up? Perfect. All right. Can you ring the bells and sing at the same time? Christmas bells, tell me what they say. Little baby Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Christmas bells, tell me what they say. Little baby Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Christmas bells, tell me what they say. Little baby Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Christmas bells, tell me what they say. Little baby Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Now all season long you're going to hear those bells ringing. And you remember that those Christmas bells tell us that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. That's what we're celebrating, Jesus' birthday. And next Sunday, we're going to have our Christmas program. All these children here, our young people, will be putting on a program. So we invite you all to come. Be here early, 10:30 next week. Come and enjoy our celebration of Christmas, Jesus Christ's birthday. God bless you. Have a great week and invite someone to come with next Sunday.
As the children are being dismissed, we're going to continue in worship this morning and with our tithe and giving and in song. God bless.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air.
Coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead.
in the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be. All the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story. Tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new, new song, 'twill be the old. story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
Amen. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love and what he's done in my life. It's such a blessing to be able to share with others what Christ has done for my life. Are you thankful you're able to share that story, that testimony? Amen, amen. What a wonderful morning here in church this morning. If we could take our Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, and all the stores are having all of the ads and all of their decorations and full swing for Christmas, and so we are definitely entered into the holiday season. And I've been married now 7 weeks, and I'm down one closet. She got rid of 3 shirts. But she told me that I'd look much better if I didn't wear those shirts anymore. My wife has been so lovely. She has moved all of my furniture around in my apartment. I don't think it's mine anymore. And she went through my cupboards and got rid of all my dishes and rearranged everything, it seems. But she has taught me a wonderful lesson, because that's a lot how Christ is in our life. When Christ comes into our life, every once in a while he says, you know what, if you don't do this anymore, you're going to just look better if you don't do this anymore. And when Christ comes in, he has a tendency to rearrange our lives a little bit for the better. And he might get rid of a few things, but he always replaces it with better things. Like my wife has replaced my dishes with better dishes. So that was the lesson this morning, and we can all go home now. Let's read Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through 19. It says, "And it came to pass, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said unto Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, Go show thyselves unto the priests, and come. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But now, where are the 9? There are not found and returning to glorify God, save the stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. This morning, I would like to speak to you on the subject, thy faith has made thee whole. Let's pray once again this morning. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for the written word that you have given us, for us to be able to study it, to read it, to know it and memorize it, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for giving us the freedom to be able to worship you, Lord, to be able to learn of your words and to take the principles out of your words, Lord. Lord, I ask that you be with this congregation this morning, Lord. Be with all of us here this morning as we continue to seek after you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I just want to thank all of our guests that are here this morning. We thank you for choosing to worship with us this morning. And I just want to let you know that it is our custom here at Apostolic Bible Church that at the end of our sermons and at the services, we invite everyone to the front to pray. And I just want to let you know, if you are here desiring anything from God and you would like something from God, and or if you feel God has spoken to your heart this morning, at the end, we're going to invite people to the front. And if you would like to come forward and pray, we'd be more than happy to pray with you. But it's very good to have you here this morning and worshiping with us. In Luke here, we read this story about these 10 men who were, they had leprosy, the disease of leprosy. And this was coming out of the book of Luke. Now Luke, he was the writer of this, he was a physician, so he gives better details of a lot of the miracles of Jesus. And him being a doctor, he likes to highlight those sort of things. And he describes in this passage about the healing of these ten men that were plagued with this dreadful disease of leprosy. Leprosy has been a dreadful disease that has terrified humanity since ancient times. I mean, it was a real popular disease, a real fearful disease, especially in the biblical times. In the Old Testament, as you read through Scripture, references to leprosy, there's different forms of leprosy and things, but oftentimes it can refer to also just skin diseases and things. But for many centuries, leprosy was also considered a curse from God, or it was oftentimes associated with sin. And so if somebody had leprosy, they said, well, you must have been a sinner, or God's just trying to curse you. And there was just kind of that superstition that was with that. And leprosy would linger for years. It would basically start to take over the body, and it would cause the skin to start to deteriorate, and it would deform the body, and it would things would start to get infected, and other diseases would start to set in. Many have thought and believed that leprosy has been a skin disease, but it's actually better classified as a disease that attacks the nervous system of the body. And basically what happens is the ends of your nerves start to stop feeling pain. And so individuals that had the disease of leprosy would stop feeling the pain. And so they would bump into things, or they'd cut themselves and not even realize it, and then it would get infected with other things, and it would start to just create a lot of decay and rot on the human body, and just a terrible, terrible disease. Leprosy can also twist the limbs or the bones in the body, and curling of the fingers and collapsing of the nose, and it would distort a person's body in just a terrible way, in just a very nasty way. And the Bible talks about there was 10 men that all had leprosy. And these 10 men were there, and they would have been together, as the Bible gives instructions in Leviticus 13 and 14 on how lepers were supposed to be treated and how lepers were supposed to behave and protect themselves and protect from the disease from others. And so they were, oftentimes lepers would all gather together and kind of be there for one another and be living together and things. And so these 10 men, they were in this terrible disease and facing this terrible disease, and they had this encounter with God. And in this terrible disease and this terrible infection that they were dealing with, it was this encounter with God that brought healing to their bodies. Other popular examples in the Bible, Nahum, who was a guard in the Assyrian army, he went to the prophet Elisha to get healed. And in 2 Kings 5, you can see that story, read about that story. Just a wonderful story about how God miraculously healed his leprosy. We also read in Luke chapter 6 about the man with a withered hand who had leprosy. And these 10 men who had leprosy. Because of how common leprosy was in the Bible, God had given such specific instructions and given laws to it. And over time, there became some customs and laws that did not let lepers go to certain places or do certain things. Lepers were avoided, despised, and outcasts. They were just people that were sick. However, Jesus, he freely touched these people. While people with leprosy traditionally suffered banishment from families and neighborhoods, Jesus broke from this tradition. And he would touch lepers with compassion, healing them. Although we cannot know all the reasons why God would allow such terrible disease into people's lives, we do know that we can look at the biblical example of leprosy as a powerful symbol reminding us of sins and how sin has spread throughout this world with the horrible consequences of it. Why do we have sickness in this world? It's because of sin. God created a perfect world, then man corrupted it with sin. Sin has brought destruction and decay into this world. The only reason we have sickness, disease, pestilence, even wars, it's because of sin. Sin has decayed this world. Sin has brought this world to its knees, begging for mercy. And like leprosy, sin starts out very small, and then it starts to spread around the body. It starts killing the nervous system so that our conscience is starting to become seared. And before we know it, we're bumping into things and we're getting affected by other things that don't even realize the pain that it should be causing because there's no feeling. Sin starts to take over like leprosy starts to take over, leading to sins that cause greater damage to our relationships with God, our relationship with God and relationships with others. Sin destroys our perspective in life. It rots out our minds. Sin, it's just missing the mark. It's failure, being an error. Just missing the mark, or easily defined as disobeying God's commandments. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. I don't know if we could say this is an encouraging verse or a discouraging verse, but it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I have sinned. We all have sinned. The Bible says, all have sinned. And we have come short of the glory of God. This sin is rotting this world, and this sin, like leprosy, will rot our souls. It will make us numb to what's happening around us. The Bible goes on to say in Romans chapter 6, verse 26, it says, for the wages of sin, or the payment of sin, is death. When I work hard, I like to get paid. But if I sin, I don't want to get the payment for sin, because the payment of sin is death. However, if we've sinned, and the Bible says we all have sinned, the payment is death. but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus gave us the gift to be able to have eternal life through Him. Instead of us accepting those wages of death, Jesus Christ went to a cross, volunteering Himself to pay the wages of sin for us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We should have everlasting life for what Jesus did on the cross for us. It's because of what is death and burial and resurrection, which allows for us to not have to pay that penalty of sin. We don't have to pay that the wages of sin if we will accept through faith with what Christ did on the cross. Jesus told that leper, "Thy faith has made thee whole." When we turn our life to Jesus Christ and we accept what He has done on the cross for through the death, burial, and resurrection, it is through our faith that we are made whole from the sin of this world. It is through faith that we are made whole through Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus Christ for what He did on the cross, and through the obedience of Scripture and getting baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving the Spirit, Holy Spirit of God with the evidence of speaking in another language, we can receive eternal life through Christ Jesus. If you're thankful for that, why don't you give a clap of thanksgiving unto the Lord? Acts chapter 19, verse 5 and 6 says, "When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with other tongues and prophesied." This was a group of people that heard the preaching word of the Lord. They heard that sin will decay their life. They heard that sin will numb them from the evils of this world. They heard this message that sin will take over their life and that we all have sinned. But they learned that Jesus, through His death, burial, and resurrection, that we are able, through faith in Him, we can find eternal life through Christ Jesus. And so when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, they all were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in another tongue. Through faith in Jesus Christ and obedience of the Scripture, we get rid of this sin problem in our lives. We have a young man in the Bible college here at ABI who's been witnessing to a coworker and telling this coworker about the things of Jesus Christ. Been telling them about this sin problem that's in this world. Been telling them that sin will that ruins a person's life, but we can find freedom from this sin, and we can find deliverance from this sin, and we can be made whole from this sin. And just this week, this coworker came in midweek and was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ right in this baptismal tank. And he came up out of the water just worshiping the Lord in just a wonderful and beautiful way. Because when he heard, he went and got baptized. Luke tells us the story of these 10 lepers that had this infectious disease of leprosy. All it took, though, was just one encounter with Jesus to become healed. All it took was just one encounter with Jesus to be healed. Leprosy, it completely takes away feelings, numbing. You can't feel anything. You know, pain can be a blessing in our lives. Pain is is something that gives us warning and it helps guide us. Of course, nobody wants to experience pain, so we try to live a pain-free life the best we can. However, when you take pain completely away, Leprosy sets in. Leprosy sets in. And so the pains that happen through life, they are, can be blessings in disguise. Of course, it's not fun to go through it. It's hurtful, but it guides us. It's pain that keeps us from walking into a fire. It's pain that keeps us from hurting our bodies. It's pain that guides us. It protects us from harm. Having hate in your life, having unforgiveness in your life, having anger in your life is like leprosy. Unforgiveness towards someone else starts to numb you. It starts to ruin your conscience. It starts to deteriorate your nerves. It starts to distort your actions. When you have hatred, oftentimes it's just kept inside and bottled up and not released. But it starts to eat you from the inside out. The thing is about hatred and unforgiveness towards someone, it's like you hang on to it as a punishment to the person you hate. But oftentimes they have no idea you hate them so much. It only punishes yourself. Everything Christ has done has been an act of forgiveness. And to truly be Christ-like, a Christian, we must be forgiving. No matter what happens, we have to forgive. Because unforgiveness will take over our bodies, our minds, our spirits like leprosy, and will destroy our soul. Lepers don't realize when they do something harmful to their bodies because they lack the feeling of pain. They don't realize the harm that has come. They're ignorant to it. And that is what destroys them so severely. Unforgiveness towards someone else, hatred towards someone else. We will do stuff and not realize the damages it takes place to our souls because we're numb to it. The sin problem. This story, Luke chapter 17, verse 15 says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice he glorified God." This man, he came back to thank Jesus. This man was a man who had leprosy. He recognized in his life that it was falling apart and that it was his body was literally just decaying, and he realized that he had infection, and he realized there was not much hope for his future. And it was one encounter with Jesus that healed him from this. One encounter. So he turned around and he went to thank Jesus for what Jesus had done for him. He realized that one encounter with God, it revealed his state of where he was at in life. One encounter with God revealed to him everything that he was trying to keep hidden. But now, Jesus healed him. Because he called out to Jesus and said, "Have mercy on me." Jesus healed him. All 10 of them. They all received this. But this man, he turned around and glorified God. It says he fell down at his feet. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks.
Jesus answered and asked, well, where are the other, you know, didn't I heal 10? Where are the other 9? And Jesus replies in verse 19, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. When we have an encounter with God, God can take care of the sin issue. When we have an encounter with God, God can take care of the sin issue. When we give our lives to Christ, God can take care of the sin issue. We must work out our own salvation. We can't rely on others. This man did not wait for anybody else. He decided he was going to turn to God himself and give God thanks. He didn't wait for the crowd to decide. He decided he would step out and do it on his own. He came to Jesus with his mess. He came to Jesus and presented himself the way he was. He didn't try to clean up himself first. No, he realized Jesus had touched him, and it was time to turn around immediately, and it was time to give thanks to the one that had healed him. It was time to glorify the one that had touched him. It was time to give praise to the one that had ministered to him in that moment of distress. He was healed, but it was because of his thankfulness and his worship that he was made whole. He was healed, but it was because of his thankfulness that he was made whole. He was healed because he worshiped the Lord. He was made whole because he came back and worshiped the Lord. Sin will decay and rot and destroy, cripple, numb, reject. It will scar. But when you turn to Jesus, you will find healing. And when you worship the Lord, you will find wholeness. When you turn to the Lord and you have faith in Him, the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, it will heal you from the sin. And by faith, we are made whole. Sin can destroy our bodies. Sin can destroy our homes. It can destroy our families. It can destroy our neighborhoods. It can destroy this world. But it is Jesus who can solve the sin problem. It is Jesus that can restore us. It is Jesus that can take it out of our life. It is Jesus that will restore and make us whole. Let us stand. It was through being thankful came full restoration. It was through being thankful came full restoration. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. It was when he realized that Jesus had done something for him. He turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. There's something about giving thanks to God that makes a difference in our life. There's something about giving God some glory that makes a difference in our life. 2 Samuel 22:50 says, therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I will give thanks unto in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Unto thee, O Lord, I will give my faith. Unto thee I will give thanks, for thy name is near, and wonder works declare. I just wonder if we could just thank the Lord right now. Express your thanks to Him. Give Him the thanks right now. Give Him the thanks that's due to Him. He has taken the sin problem out of our lives. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I once was a sinner, but not anymore. I found healing from sin. And through giving thanks to the Lord, I found a wholeness. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you will be made whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. At this time, I invite all of you to come to this front and give thanks unto the Lord. Come to this front, reach your hands unto God, and give thanks unto God, because thy faith shall make thee whole. I invite you, if you feel like the Lord has been drawing your heart or speaking to you, come to this front and talk to the Lord. Step out by faith. Step out by faith. Praise ye the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. If you desire anything from God, He's here right now. It just takes one encounter, one prayer, one cry that says, God, have mercy on me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Oh, worship the Lord.
There is a promise of things yet to come.